You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we start it all with Gene Ammons.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Duke Ellington from July 1962, The Feeling of Jazz, rounds out an extended set. Let's go to the top and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started the set with Gene Ammons and Canadian Sunset off a package on the Prestige label Boss Tenor from June of 1960. Gene Ammons on tenor. We had Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Then we had Stan Getz from July 1961. This is a weird one. Stan Getz with Hershey K and the orchestra. It was mostly, you hear Charlie Parker in strings and Cannonball Adderley in strings. This is more like strings with a little bit of Stan Getz there. It's called A Summer Afternoon from July 1961. Then we listened to Nat Adderley, package on the Riverside label called That's Right. It's Nat Adderley and the Big Sax Section from September of 1960. Nat was there on cornet, and in the reed section, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Yosef Lateef, Jimmy Heath, and Charlie Rouse on tenors, Tate Houston on baritone, Wynton Kelly piano, Les Band guitar, Sam Jones bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Then we listened to a pair by Lee Morgan, the classic Whisper Not, from February 1957. It's a package on the specialty label called Dizzy Atmosphere. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Al Gray trombone, Billy Mitchell tenor, Billy Root baritone, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul West bass, Charlie Persip on the drums. And then we followed up with Lee Morgan and Tiptoeing from March 1957, package on the Blue Note label called Lee Morgan Volume 3. Personnel there, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto, Benny Golson tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and again Charlie Persip on the drums. Then we listened to Tad Dameron. Actually, I was looking for something by John Coltrane, and what we got was Soul Train from November 1956. It was on a package under John Coltrane's name. The original LP was issued under Tad Dameron's name. It was called Mating Call on the Prestige label. So you had John Coltrane on tenor, Tad Dameron piano, John Simmons bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And then we listened to Duke Ellington and the band from July 1962 and The Feeling of Jazz. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. And Chet Baker starts off our second set. Thank you. Hey, it's Basie and the band, and one I wasn't familiar with, a thing called Slewfoot. From April 1958, it's on the Roulette label on the package, Basie Plays Hefty. Rounds out a short set. We started with Chet Baker and Stella by Starlight From September 1954, Chet Baker and the Sextet on the Pacific Jazz label. Chet Baker trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer trombone, Bud Shank baritone, Russ Freeman piano, Carson Smith on bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. We listened to Hank Jones from November 1955 and Little Girl Blue. It's on the Savoy label, a package called Bluebird. Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. And then one that I hadn't heard before, Count Basie and the band, from April 1958, Slewfoot. Basie plays Hefty on the Roulette label. And guess what? That's just about got us for this week. Program is Jazz Oasis. I'm your host, Steve. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. Our timeline here runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. And to take us on out, let's grab another one by Basie and the band. This is a thing called It's Awfully Nice to Be With You.